No, no, that's great. That's great. We're going to call this segment of the show Get to Know Us. And so myself, I've been a musician for a long time. I play bass, a couple of their instruments, but bass is my main thing. Cool. And I started a company called the DNA Project. And what we do is we book musicians. So just providing work for musicians, artists. We started off mainly for corporate work, corporate and weddings. And it's grown to, I mean, we do artist work. We back artists. And everything music related has kind of been, or I should say live music related has kind of been our thing in a nutshell.
Cool. We should talk because I'm in the midst of we're in the midst of like booking our 2021
right now.
It's 21. Wait, I put 2020 on a form yesterday.
It's not unusual.
That year is forever.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, we're in the midst of booking our next year's artists, so I'm sure you have connections to some great artists that we should chat after this, and I'll connect you with our content team, and they can let you know what we're looking for, and maybe we can find something there. That's cool. Yeah.
So along with helping Anthony at the DNA Project, me and Matt have a film and audio studio called the MPL, which I'm actually at right now.
Nice.
And Matt's on the other side. Matt's over there. So we're in two separate rooms doing this virtually, and we kind of partnered up and has started this audio and film studio where we film and do great music with a bunch of bands. Matt's also an engineer. I'll let Matt tell his story, but entrepreneur / vocalist are my hats.
Awesome.
I am Matt, and this is my story. ADD kind of trailblazed this sort of thing. I was always interested in music, but also in film, and also in photography, and also in this and that. And even though I love them all, I shouldn't say bored, but I get antsy just doing one thing. So I ended up coming up with a sort of multi studios under one roof kind of situation, and then I needed a pro's help to get this actually working. So Dariki and I are working together, and we built something beautiful. So that's who we are, and that's what we do. And we also have a sweet spot for drums because that's where I started. And Dariki picks up drums like no one I've ever seen before, and he's ambidextrous, and he just switches between left and right like it's not a big deal at all. You know those people? It's so weird.
What's this instrument? MRI.
Yeah,
I've never played this instrument before.
Is it really natural? Shreds. He's been watching Drumeo videos for the last 2 years.
This is true. Yeah, it's not that natural.
Subconscious stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. You can watch all the videos ever, and maybe I can after decades of practice, but just switching your hands and continuing to play the same rhythm is not something that just comes naturally.
Yeah, it doesn't come natural.
Unless you're Dariki.
For sure.
Well, now that you know who we are, let's talk about what we have in common. You kind of gave up, showed some of your cards when you mentioned hockey. You're Canadian. You're in Canada. And
I'm in British Columbia.
Yeah, so people sometimes don't realize that because most Canadians in major cities are chameleons, are American chameleons, basically, and you can't tell from our accent or from the content we make that we're actually up in Canada. And I'm wondering if you could shed some light onto why, because I would just state that Drumeo is the biggest of its kind in the world, right? It's the biggest hub for drummers. Why do you think that happened in Canada and not in the States or in the UK or in Australia and any of the other bigger English-speaking, far-reaching countries?
Why did that happen? Jeez, man, that's a huge question. Why did that happen?
why here?
I don't know. I feel like I can answer most questions, but I'm not sure I could answer that one. Why here?
Stumped him.
That's huge.
Well, man. I don't.
It's a great question.
I can't. I don't know why.
Because we're Canadian. That's why.
We kind of live in Canada. We're under Canada's jurisdiction, set of laws, and all this kind of stuff. We have to operate within that, and the Canadian government and in general is really supportive of tech and media Not that we're getting tons of money or anything from them, but they seem to build and are fostering a culture of people learning these types of skill sets, like coding, software development, and like when I put a job ad out for a media person, like a video editor, audio engineer, like we get lots of applicants. There's lots of available work. I know other people are struggling to find workers now. Like we're in a really good spot. Like there's lots of people looking to do we're doing. So so maybe there's that. Maybe we like I would say for the first 10 plus years, it was literally just trying not to go bankrupt. You know, I almost went bankrupt multiple times. Right, so I don't, that's why there's a lot of luck that comes with it. The timing that we got in with, when in 2008, when the financial crisis happened, I was expecting business to drop, but it didn't, because I found in hard economic times, people actually look for these lower cost solutions. And we had that at the time, you know, whereas other people were maybe focusing on trying to build it. Yeah. We already had it. When COVID happened, I was, you know, sitting on my couch drinking some whiskey, being like, oh, my goodness, my business is over.
I think everyone
and
was.
It wasn't. It wasn't, you know, like we had a bit of a COVID bump because of everything. Yeah. It kind of feels weird because like other people are really struggling. So, but you know, we're trying to be good stewards of the luck that we got along the way, and the, you know, things that were outside of our control.
Yeah.
And but I don't know why we're the best, Matt, or the biggest. I'm not saying best, the biggest.
I'd say the best too.
I'm gonna say the best. You say the best.
He can't say that.
Quote us on that one. It's just an interesting phenomenon with especially Vancouver and Toronto, where so many things to all of our listeners around the world that seem American on face value were actually made in Canada. You know, recorded, filmed, conceptualized, edited. And it's nice. I think we all got really lucky to be in this country and to be right next to the States. I think that injects a lot of culture and idea and money into what we all do. And I think that's a great position to be in. So look out. Whenever you like something out there, folks, look it up and see if it's Canadian, because it might very well be.
Exactly.
We're tricksters.
My dad always says I was born in the Lucky Sperm Club, because you know I'm born in Canada. Born in Canada, great parents. You know, not a lot of like hardships growing up. Like I was very lucky. I didn't get to choose that. You know,
Lucky Sperm Club. I'm using that one.
Oh man.
Do you guys have that type of conversation as well?
Hey, I love it. That's hilarious.
we have far more sperm conversations than we expected on this podcast.
Okay, that's good.
That's the first.
That's good.
We haven't had any lucky sperm.
I always love the moments where Anthony kind of just looks away and he's like, "I'm gonna wait till things calm down."
Edit point.
Yeah,
I wrote it down right there. Lucky sperm. I'm taking notes. Genius leaves clues, so I'm not gonna discriminate. So if I hear it, I'm writing it down. That's awesome. Jared, I have a question for you. I know we're gonna talk about some more music things, but being a musician, and you mentioned kind of the learning curve and having to make adjustments to the business side of things, being a teacher and understanding the value in learning and teaching, have you had any coaching or any business teaching, anything along the way as your business has grown? Any mentors maybe?
Okay. Yeah. So I started this with a guy named Rick Kettner. He was my business partner. We've since parted ways. We're still good friends. But he was really influential in the early days in that he dropped out of high school when he was 15. He went to work for Palm in Texas, you know, the old Palm Pilots. So he was part of that. And so he was one who really kind of figured out how to put videos online in 2003. How to, you know, we sold videos where the links would expire after 24 hours because we didn't want people to have just a link to download the content anytime. So he figured that out, and he did a lot of the editing and stuff like that in the early days, as well as he was really fun to jam with just on business stuff, like business theory, talking about what we're going to do next, what projects we're going to tackle, how we're going to fund it, all that kind of stuff. Like I said, my dad and my grandpa were huge. But probably one of the best things I ever did was I got a private business coach around 2016, maybe. I think it was 2016.
Okay.
It was expensive. There was a guy named Naksh Kochar. He's actually out in Saskatchewan. And he runs his own business as well. He used to work for Hitachi in Japan, I believe, where he was high up in finance. Okay. And so when he came in, he's like, okay, where's your budget? I'm like, I don't do budgets, man. I'm not doing budgets. I just run this thing. Like, it's, I just decide what I'm going to do. He's like, you need a budget. You know, you need a budget. You need to know where your money's going. You need to forecast how much you're going to spend, how much you're going to make, so you could accurately make decisions. You know, because so much at this level is decision making, right?
Yes.
I'll just get Slack messages, maybe 50 Slack messages a day and 50 or 100 emails, bunch of texts, and they're all related to making a decision. And so I need to have that data to make the best decisions.
Absolutely.
So he helped me formalize the business in that way, you know, make sure I had my finances really, really locked in, and then make sure I had things set up from a process point of view. You know, anything happening multiple times within the business should have a process related to it. Just because then when someone quits or someone leaves, there's someone else can come in and fulfill that business need, as opposed to it just pulling the rug out from underneath me. So he was really, really helpful. And I did one session with him every 2 or 3 weeks for probably 6 months, you know, and it was I think it was $1,000 a session. It was not cheap. He is not cheap. honestly, it was probably worth double or triple. Don't tell him I said that.
Are you saying he's not a listener?
I don't know.
We're getting there, man. One province at a time.
But yeah, if you can get a private business coach. Another thing, out in Toronto, there's this company called Strategic Coach, which is run by a guy named Dan Sullivan.
That's in Toronto, is it, sir?
Yeah. Okay. Super brilliant business mind, a futurist, along the lines of Ray Kurzweil and blanking on the other guy's name, but very, very forward thinking and really challenges you to think differently and change your mindset. And so Dan Sullivan and his group, a strategic coach, was big. And then I also did something with this company called McKay CEO Forums. Okay. And that was where I would go and I would meet once every 6 weeks with 10 to 12 other C-level people. And we'd sit in a room and we'd basically just air our grievances and talk about what challenges we're having. Yeah. And we would get feedback from the group in the form of shared experiences. It was never advice, because advice is something that's someone's opinion, whereas shared experiences is this is what happened to me and this is what I did and this was the result. And it's similar to what you're doing, and that's why I think it'll help you. And it also helped me with professional development. Like, I had to present every single time. I had to present within 5 minutes, and there was a timer there. So I learned some of those skills. When it comes to running a company at this level and how to scale the company. So I had to keep leveling myself up. Otherwise the company is going to go like this and I'm going to be down here.
I have
to keep up with the company. The company is going faster than me right
now. Good point.
It's amazing.